By the end of this course, you will be able to identify the potential for a norovirus food contamination event, identify sources of contamination in a food facility, discuss the persistence of norovirus in the environment, and describe its transmission pathways in a food facility. We will then learn about prevention and control, so you can evaluate practices led by the industry to control and prevent contamination and subsequent illness. Throughout the module and its conclusion, you will have the opportunity to apply your knowledge through learning activities and assessments. Let's get started with the first section.